I'm aware of the situation, and like everyone else, I can see that the building's fallen into disrepair in the town. Has actually become an eyesore now, where it is on the main street, and obviously it appears to be in a dangerous condition as well too. You can see the front porch in that has some serious cracks in it. As to where it's going to go from here now, I'm not sure. I understand from the County Council that they rejected permission for the building to be tossed, but that's where it ends. There's no further proposals there at the moment.
And you're saying that if it were to be restored, it would cost millions?
Well, my understanding is now, and again, I haven't been in direct contact with the trustees of the Budhall Committee and that, but my understanding is there's following the building of the new Budhall Centre, there's quite a substantial debt stand against that building as well, some millions. Obviously, the cost to restore it and build it, so it is it would be in the region of some millions to take it on. I know the County Council. I have wrote to the Council in regard to that. They don't have any funding, nor are they aware of where funding could be got at this stage. Like, this would be a man's task. I understand that the Budhall Committee have this building up for sale, so really the first thing would have to happen is someone have to come and buy it off the Budhall, because obviously they have to balance their own books. You know, they couldn't, they just couldn't give it away. That's my understanding. But as I say, I haven't been in direct contact with anyone in relation to this. I've just made some inquiries. But I do know, as I say, from the council point of view, they wouldn't be in a position, nor are they aware of any particular funding at the moment, nor has anyone contacted the council in regard to getting funding.
As a native of the Twin Towns yourself, do you feel it would be worth investing that amount of money into the building?
Well, I don't know. It's someone needs to take the lead on it. There's obviously the question of debt standing against the building, and that it is an iconic building, Art Deco building, and that. But you know, at the end of the day, you certainly have to have a very good plan in place to come there, and you would certainly have to have numerous millions available to develop it. And you'll have to have a plan, because just building another cafe or another cinema or something like that's just not feasible, in my opinion. You know, there's loads of cafes and all sorts of buildings in Belfinstora. You certainly have to have a proper structured plan going forward and a feasibility study as to what would be in there. The one thing you don't want to be doing is taking away from existing businesses and that, you know. So there's a lot more work to be done on this at the moment, but all I know is the last is that the County Council turned down the application to toss it, but where we go from here, I'm not sure.